When it costs around $70 to fill your car with gas, it's no surprise that the economy is on voters' minds. That fact, of course, not lost on presidential candidates John McCain and Barack Obama as they begin their first full week of the two-candidate presidential race. From where we go now to NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. So, Ron, what are the senators McCain and Obama saying about how exactly to deal with high gas prices?
Well, Alex, of course, they agree that it's just terrible and people are hurting, and they're trying to show that they feel your pain, even though, of course, it's a little hard to imagine either one of them at the corner gas station pumping gas into his own Chevy or Ford. Now, the surprising thing about these two candidates is that they actually agree a fair amount on what we have to do. Now, of course, John McCain in general is a supporter of free market principles and a supporter of encouraging oil and gas exploration, but he's not for drilling in Alaska. He's voted against that, as opposed to most Republicans, and he considers himself a conservationist. He doesn't think we should drill in the Everglades. He doesn't think we should drill off the coasts of Florida and California unless those states agree.
So where do they differ?
They differ on this short-term solution of having a gas tax holiday, of taking off the federal tax on a gallon of gas. Now, of course, that does not go up as the price of gas goes up, so it's a shrinking percentage of the price we're paying at the pump. But John McCain says, why not give people a little relief, especially the people who need it most in rural areas, who have to drive long distances, who have to drive to work, and also the poorest people and the people with the oldest cars that are least efficient. Why don't we give those people a break by taking off the 18 cents? Barack Obama says that's not even going to be noticeable. When we've tried that before, we tried it in Illinois, he says. People didn't even see any benefit because the price just went up to cover the difference.
Ron, there was a recent Pew poll that found that voters preferred Senator Obama to John McCain by 15 percentage points when it comes to improving the economy. Why do you think that is?
I'm going to suspect that it has less to do with the differences between these two individual men and their views and more to do with the difference between Democrats and Republicans right now, because that closely tracks the generic question about the two parties when it comes to the economy. People are disillusioned with the policies of the Bush administration across the board, perhaps, but particularly with respect to the economy. And they feel that the free market emphasis has not necessarily delivered and that it has not kept down the price of gas, for example. It has not kept jobs growing as fast as people would like to see. The unemployment numbers are disturbing to them. And this problem that John McCain has of being identified with the Republican former majority in the Senate, now in the minority in the Senate, and with the Republican White House, is going to be his biggest problem on the economy.
Ron, let's turn for a moment to Minnesota, and there's another interesting race going on there. Comedian Al Franken is running as the Democratic candidate for senator against the Republican incumbent Norm Coleman. Now, we are talking about a state that elected Jesse Ventura not too long ago, but do you think there's really any chance for someone who used to be on Saturday Night Live?
Minnesota has shown, as you point out, a willingness to let people reinvent themselves to some degree. Jesse Ventura had to drop the pink feather boa, but they were willing to make him governor. And for that matter, Norm Coleman, who came from Brooklyn, New York, and broke into politics as a Democrat, has been allowed to reinvent himself in Minnesota as well. So this may be a sterner test. There's a lot of stuff on the record that Al Franken has said and written, and for years he made his living by being outrageous and offensive. But he got the Democratic Farm Labor Party's endorsement on Saturday after first winning the support of the feminist caucus within the DFL. That was big for him because many of the things that he had said were considered offensive to women. If the feminist caucus is willing to support him strongly, and if the DFL is willing to support him strongly, it looks like he will be the nominee, and he'll probably give Norm Coleman a pretty good run for his money.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Alex.